You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. It's barely May, and fire season is already upon us. Ugh. There was a small vegetation fire north of Chico on Meridian Road. It started on Wednesday and has burned about 50 acres and is mostly contained. But this should be a reminder, even if you aren't in the foothills surrounded by trees and brush, wildfire should still be a concern. We all know how hot it can get in the summers here, and grass fires ignite and spread easily. Knowing that, clear the dry grass, brush, and other dead vegetation that can act as fire fuel away from your home, so if there is a fire, it won't burn your house. Also remember that during a large fire like the campfire, burning embers can travel miles and land on your shingle roof or gutters full of dead leaves and catch your house on fire that way. So make sure your gutters are clean, the ventilation shafts to your roof are covered with metal mesh screens, and have a fire safety evacuation plan ready. State Assemblyman James Gallagher proposed a bill to the California State Assembly a couple of months ago to streamline the environmental regulations to build new housing stock in Chico and Butte County. Several progressive Chico officials are coming out strongly against this bill called AB 430. This includes Mayor Stone and City Council members Carl Ore and Ann Schwab, and City Supervisors Tammy Ritter and Deborah Lucero. They say that this bill is not what Chico needs right now. Here's a quote from a Chico ER article about it from Carl Array. "The idea that a state environmental law should not apply to Chico as a way to spur growth is antithesis to Chico and the way we make our decisions. We don't need a state mandate for us to streamline development. We can do that quite well on our own," end quote. The coalition of Chico officials are concerned that affordable housing and infrastructure, such as higher capacity roads and sewer systems, are not addressed in this bill, and that North Chico is developing faster than the infrastructure can handle already. This can be seen by anyone who drives during commute hours in both North Chico and Southern Chico near the Skyway. Supervisor Deborah Lucero had this to say, quote, "Who is this going to help? If this truly is to help paradise, if this is truly to help those who were burnt out, then we need to be creating affordable housing for the people who could not afford to live here prior to the campfire," end quote. Chico City Councilor Sean Morgan disagreed and said, quote, "This community needs to decide if it wants more housing supply or more CEQA, etc. regulation. We can't have everything, and if we try, we'll end up with nothing," end quote. The author of the bill, State Assemblyman Gallagher, had this to say about his bill and the reaction from the city of Chico, quote, "The same old approach from Chico is not working. I'm happy to hear that these local supervisors and city council members are coming up with some other solutions. I think it's unfortunate that it took my proposal being presented to finally get them to act." We have a link to the Chico ER article and the bill itself on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.